Do you want to stop start? So when did you cut it?
Just then.
Welcome back to episode 48. Welcome to episode 48, not welcome back.
Let's just call it 49.
It's 48.
Yeah, no, for sake of the argument.
There's no argument.
Oh, well, fuck you then.
27.2.
This is why I did it, honey. For context, if you guys don't remember the last week's story, we're doing Simp of the Week. We ended on Simp of the Week, where a nice Tennessee lady got trained by six massive cocks.
From a
police station. And we were reenacting the argument and the conversation she had with her husband.
Who stayed
the following day.
Oh, honey, so did you get shot last night or something?
No, I don't know what's happening, but I...
Why is she fucking Dr. Evil? If a woman... If a woman...
Yeah, honey, I don't know what happened, but I...
You can't not hear Owen Wilson being Dr. Evil.
Girls. Honey, I don't know what happened. I shouldn't be bleeding like this. I haven't had my period in about 20 years. I'm on penopause. Yeah, I don't even have any tampons, but I'm just bled all over the bed.
It's all right, honey. No, you go. It's okay.
Honey, do you mind going in the kitchen and maybe making me a coffee and some toast?
No worries, baby. Let me do this for you because you serve and protect that community.
Yeah, I serve and protect the whole community. Then he goes into the kitchen,
turns on the
toasting
kitchen, but like in all the American films and whatnot,
TV's already playing.
The TV's he turns the TV on for the news and shit like that. Yeah,
and then it's just breaking news.
Breaking news: woman takes cock. Six cocks.
Do you want a drink?
I'm alright.
Actually, give me a bottle of water.
I love this story.
You really did fuck with it,
weren't we? Simp of the week. Fuck, I feel sorry for these guys, but I don't. Nice. Ooh, catch, man. I'm a cat.
No, that's Spider-Man sign.
Oh, yeah. This is the news. Ready?
This is the news, yeah? Breaking news. Woman likes to take cock at police station. More at 7.
And then it just has a photo of her on the screen.
Yeah.
So he sees that. And then you're like, the other guy, what are you?
Oh my God. That's my wife.
Honey, you okay?
No, you stupid bitch. But honestly, let's just take a pause for a moment.
You know what happened? Do you think it will happen?
Yeah.
He will fucking watch it on TV and he'll let it sit for a week. He'll let it build up. And then I'll be the guy now. I've got an idea.
Okay, so you're good.
So now I'm the guy.
Roll reversal.
Now I'm Grandler.
I'm Owen Wilson, Dr. Evil.
So I'm watching the TV.
Oh, okay, yeah. So I'm lying in bed being like, oh, I just got fucked.
Yeah, and this is the next day, the next morning. I'm watching the news. I just found out on the news that there's been a scandal for the Tennessee police station.
Honey, how's my eggs being ready yet?
Yeah, they're coming.
Oh, kind of like I was last night.
I'm just crying and I give you your food and I just think, wow, I love her so much.
I'm sitting there, I'm like, this guy doesn't know what the fuck just happened.
Yeah, I love her so much.
He's crying because he's a little bitch.
What am I going to do with myself? Mm-hmm. She's everything to me. Yeah. Anyway, week passed.
Here, I'm everything for this guy. Fuck week this passed, guy.
You go do another couple of trains on the boat, so a couple of trains in the fucking parties.
I get in Thomas the Tank Engine.
And then one day you come home and you don't let me play PlayStation or something, and I just get triggered. I'm like, well, you're the one running trains with all these other guys.
What, honey? What? What are you talking about,
trains? I saw you on the news. You've been taking cocks left, right, center, bitch. You've been taking cocks in the ass like it's 1969.
But here's the thing, bro. Here's the thing.
What?
She would fucking know when she goes to work that the story's come out.
She doesn't know he knows.
What, fuck?
I don't let him watch the news.
Yeah, pretty much. Everyone will know. It's a fucking... It's a small fucking town.
Yeah, true. He'd probably find out the next day. So we'll pretend that... we'll just skip past it. They're having an argument now. Like, honey, why would you do this to me?
Because you have a small dick.
I know, but I thought we were in love.
I gave you everything.
I gave you my life.
But you didn't give me pussy.
But you didn't pleasure my pussy, Stan.
Stanley. She's the full name at this point.
Stanley. Chapinka cock.
Stanley. Gamini cock.
Gamini cock percinculus. I want my pussy pleasured, and you don't do that for me, so I need to go get 6 cocks a day.
Big Daryl in the station loves it. We even use a body cam for OnlyFans. Big old Louis Powell
pulls his cock out and hits the floor. Yours doesn't even hit your knee. What do you want me to do, honey?
Yours doesn't hit the bottom of your balls.
You got longer pubes than you got cock. Well, look, honey, I'm happy to move past this and really, really strengthen our relationship moving forward if you're willing to keep me here forever and ever. I'll give you whatever you like. I said I'd give you whatever you
like. I'm just reading it. Dude, apparently she had a threesome with one of the guys and their wife. So she went home.
What is she here?
She went home. Like, the cops said, stop me and like this. I can tell you that much.
But
they want to fuck me.
She would have had dinner date with the other couple and been like, this guy's shit. Let's have a fucking three way and he can cook us dinner. That's what she did, for sure.
What a lass.
Yeah, but everyone's come through. It's like, yeah, no, we fucked. It's like I said.
I can't believe that's a thing.
What? Literally a fucking quote in here.
Tell me.
According to the report, he admitted to investigators that Hall had informed him and Powell's huge black dick that she had engaged in sexual activity whilst they were both working.
Oh, man. So, in summary, this girl got trained on by multiple penises. Peni. She had threesomes with colleagues and their wives. She had sex on buses, trains,
Airplanes.
You name it. She was fucking it.
And you name it, she fucked on it.
And he still wanted her. He forgave her. And she's probably still getting fucked in the ass.
Well, not anymore at the police station, because I'm pretty sure a lot of them did get disciplinary.
No, she got fired. They got fired. So, like, Jesus. What would you do if your wife did that? Actually, I wouldn't be in that conversation. That's not going to happen to me. We do the fucking.
Hey, we do the fucking. Here's the thing. What are you gonna do, bro? These guys are cops. They've got guns. They've trained killers as well, man.
What do you mean you're gonna train killers?
Like, they're cops, bro.
So you're gonna let them fuck you up because they've got a gun?
What do you?
Guns. One can kill somebody.
Here's the thing. What can you do? This guy has been so much of a simp. He's simped over 2 weeks. The episode that came out last Thursday, the episode that's coming out this Thursday.
Man, I wish I was that guy for a day.
Why?
Jokes. I am that guy.
Imagine just being the black dude, fucking his wife, and then sitting with the Christmas party and shaking his hand.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Fucker. Fuck your what? Yeah, I turned that pussy upside down.
Yeah, what are you going to do about it? What are you going to do about
that guy,
it? You assault me, that's assaulting a police officer, you're going to fucking jail.
I saw these photos of these blokes. Bro, they must be buying fucking that many garbage bags as condoms. Just filling them up.
But here's the thing, man. That's what I'm saying. That was simp of the week.
There's
for me.
Not enough woman from this girl in the photo for the cocks that are on this photo.
You haven't even seen their dicks.
Can you just tell.
Imagine?
I love cock. Well, yeah, we're gonna keep this fucking simp of the week thing going. This is quality. Yeah,
well, I'll see if we can find more. See if you can find some. Because I
forgot
two.
All about it this week.
Yeah. Well, here's another thing that's a bit fucked up.
Show me, mate.
Yeah. Maybe I wouldn't classify this as simping. This is messed up. Wait, cut this bit out because I need to do more research on this. We'll do that. We'll keep that for the next simp of the week. Remind me, I'm putting a pin in it. All right, moving on.
My brain hurts from this bloke's getting
bashed. I'm moving on from this, bro. So, like, you know how,
what?
Okay. I can just picture it in my brain.
I'm
now.
Just watching her get fucked just, in my head. In my brain, six dudes.
They're in like the police showers.
Yeah.
You know, just fucking.
Or on a couch, and they're all behind the couch just waiting.
The picture.
Yeah, that picture.
Oh, the picture, was it like Elsa Jean, is it? Or Riley?
I don't know, right. some chick.
And yeah, but like, you see like this is like just black dudes behind her in white t-shirts.
Let's move on. Fuck.
Yeah. All right. Well, we don't know about your work week this week because we filmed it the week before.
I'm just going to assume it's fucked.
How's Warrnambool, bro?
Crackheads, meth heads, and bush pigs.
Bush bitches.
I'm going to try find a really nice steak place.
You know, you should go to the police station, see what's happening there.
If there is one. Probably just a shack on the fucking entrance of the town.
The sheriff is just the just sheriff. One guy. The sheriff is also the fire department. It's also the ambulance. He's also the news agent, the postman.
It's the same guy.
It's the same guy, just puts different hats on.
He's got. You need to see the manager.
I need to see the manager. Oh, okay. He walks out, walks back in with another hat. No, you're talking to Jim. This is Jeff.
We're twins.
You'd be like, oh, we're twins. Oh, okay, cool. Yeah, my dad did a lot of fucking, you know. My mom, she worked at the police station. We have a lot of brothers.
Yeah, we got eight of us conceived in the same day.
All the different fathers. Go figure that out.
She had a white pussy. Stop.
She got fucked that many times. We came out like gumballs. Just... Back to your work week, man. Fuck this.
Fuck work.
Did you know that there has been... Well, you know how we work 5 days a week.
Yeah.
You know? There has been studies and stuff, whatnot.
I work
there.
Seven.
Okay. On your normal 9 to 5. Yeah? Apparently, last year, in Feb 2022, so a year ago, a couple of companies, 33 companies... over 6 countries decreased their workload down to 4 days.
Really?
Yeah. So, or a 32-hour week. Yeah. So, instead of doing the full 40, came down to 32.
So, they didn't add extra hours to the days they were working?
No, they just cut a day off.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, 32 hours a week, organized by a 4-day week global... The real-world experiment sought to see whether employees could be just as productive in 80% of the time, all for the same pay. So you didn't get a pay cut, you just had an extra day. How good would that be?
Mm-hmm. Say that again. Extra pay cut?
No pay cut, but you get an extra day off.
Off, yeah. Yeah. Okay.
The results were overwhelmingly positive for this.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Companies in the program reported increased revenue and improved employee health and well-being. And had a positive impact on the workplace environment. And after the success, 100 more companies that togetherly employ thousands of people are highly considering or already implementing the same approach.
Fuck are these people doing here?
We ain't one of those countries, obviously.
I'd love a 4-day work week.
But how would you do it?
What do you mean, how would I do it?
Like, would you have Monday to Thursday? Tuesday to Friday?
I'd have Tuesday to Thursday.
I'd want Monday...
Monday to Thursday.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday off. Thursday, Friday. Saturday, Sunday off. That'd be mad.
2 days.
Weekends still have to come off.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you just take Wednesday off. Then you work 2 days, break. 2 days, break.
Nah, because I want the Friday. Because then you can like... What if something links over? At least you can do it all in that same bracket. Because then you have your day off, but you were thinking about the next day. They were in between day, that Tuesday, the Wednesday.
Well, yeah, but that's the thing, man. I mean, how 40, you have 8, wait, now my brain's not working. 40-hour week is gone. You're doing 32 hours. 32-hour week.
So just 1 day less. Yeah, that's
one
fine.
Day less. How good would that be?
I'd love it.
Because
realistically, you could smash out all your work in that day, how many days. You
just, honestly,
you overcompensate on a fifth day. No one does anything on a Friday anyway.
Well, here's the thing. Like, I reckon I could, yeah. Because I know I've got the 5 days to get the projects done.
Yeah.
You know, so then, oh, mate, I can do a bit tomorrow.
I used to do assignments the day they were due, and I used to get better marks for it.
Exactly. If tomorrow's the due date, today's the due date.
Yeehaw, cowboy. Mm-hmm. Do tomorrow. Yeehaw. Yeah, I'd love that. But as I say, we have,
you know, my grandma, my girlfriend, my dog, all of them. All of them excuses.
Oh, true. I don't think they'll never implement it here, though.
Maybe not. Not for a long time, man.
But it'd be something different.
I reckon it'd be cool.
They might try it.
They might trial it. Yeah. A lot of places probably wouldn't need it. I reckon you could do it too. A lot of office places can do it.
Yeah. A lot of businesses will need to have 5-day working weeks. Yeah. People just need to work 7 days a week.
Sometimes. Exactly.
It depends on what their job
is. I don't think you could do it on fucking...
Shift workers. It'd be different.
Yeah. Shift workers. Yeah.
But if you're doing 9-to-5 office... Some basic shit like that.
9-to-5 office, and you have off-sites. You don't really need to be open. Yeah.
Well, even working from home is obsolete now. A lot of people are saying go back to work.
No, a lot of office places and stuff aren't. I've realized, there's one or two ways. So a lot of office places have realized that they don't need that whole office building anymore.
Yeah.
So they're like, well, hang on, we're saving so much from not having supply. Basic amenities, cleaning, electricity, utility bills and whatnot.
Yeah.
Because it's all covered by the people's houses.
Yeah, true. But at the same time, some people are telling you you have to go back to work.
Depends. Depends on the thing. Also depends on performance rates.
It's like on the fence.
Yeah, some people need to be to work. I mean, I myself. Fucking hell.
Sorry.
I myself... was considered essential during the lockdown and stuff. Yeah. So I had to go. I couldn't work from home.
But you couldn't do it from home anyway, could you?
I can set up remotely.
Or when you're doing your job before in the warehouse?
During the warehouse and stuff, no. Obviously, you had to be there to pack. You know, and I had to make sure that place was fucking running.
Yeah.
But now I'm sales. Sales and service. Bro, I don't need to be there.
See, I need to be in the field.
Yeah. See? You can't work from home. You can have admin days.
But I fucking kill myself if I was doing that every day.
Fuck that.
It just gets boring.
Mm.
One a month. I do one a month.
Mm-hmm.
Very productive in that day. I did one on the other day.
Well, here's the thing. You have the times where you know you have to do it. Mm. Imagine going down 40 hours to 32, 4 days a week.
Man, that'd be quality.
I'd enjoy it.
We should try it.
Just tell my boss, sorry, bro, I ain't coming in Friday.
I'm taking a day off every Friday.
I'll take Mondays off.
You would?
Tuesdays are my busiest day.
No, I'd take Friday off.
See, I'll take Monday off. I'd work Friday. Because I'd work Friday because then it gives me something to look forward to. Friday night, you're already going out. Saturday night, you're going out. Sunday night, you don't need to go out, but you can day sesh. And then Monday recovery.
You might have a point there.
Monday recovery. Because what about if you go out Thursday night? The only people who really go out Thursday night?
Are junkies.
Uni people, bro.
And junkies.
Okay, uni junkies.
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 Junies.
Junies go out on Thursdays. Remember? We've tried. It's shit.
Yeah. Never again. Never
exactly. Again. So that's the people who go out Thursdays. Fridays is a big night.
Very interesting.
Saturday's a big night.
Well, let's implement it to ourselves.
I'm using my annual leave.
I'm taking the initiative to do this. I remember I was watching a TikTok video. And it's like if you take these days, certain days off.
Yeah, you get
extended leave. Just come all the public holidays and
all the public holidays, and you take 3 days off here, and then you can have. I saw it because you can take. I think it was up to 80 days off just from your public holidays and using your leave.
That's fucking wild.
Yeah, and if you didn't want the 80 days off, you want to save some, you could bring it down to 72 still.
Really?
Yeah, because you just won't take this day, or if you take this day,
I don't have any leave, so. Using all for your 122. We'll have 115 days left when this is released.
Fuck.
The countdown begins.
Can't even ask you about how this weekend
was. What are you looking forward to the most when we go to Europe?
Honestly, I am looking forward to just not being here.
Not that deep. Jesus Christ.
I'm looking.
Just slit your wrist while you're there.
No.
I hate my fucking life. My life's a tragedy in the.
And this is why men can't show their feelings.
Fuck your feelings, bitch.
Yeah, see, this is why men, you're allowed to have emotions. I don't know. What's this? What's that?
It's called Kleenex. Use it. Get the fuck over it.
Get your boy some Kleenex.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Continue. No, the really thing I'm looking forward to, man.
He's not been here.
No, I honestly couldn't pinpoint it. I'm excited for so many different things.
Well, first thing that comes to your head.
First thing that comes to my head, really being overseas with the boys, being absolute fucking menaces whilst being in a safe condition, Mom.
No, I can't wait to...
See, like, I feel like I want to experience new things that I haven't seen before. I can't wait
to explore and just have the freedom to walk around in a city I don't know.
Yeah.
And just do That's- whatever the fuck we want.
Exactly, the freedom.
Not an extreme case, but like it's like, you know, when you go out during when you do something at home, you're pretty much tied to the. You're going to come home, you're going to go to work the next day.
Mm.
You pretty much know where you're going. There's no like, there's nothing new to it.
See, but between
let's say we get to Paris, we leave our apartment. It's pretty much like you're out and about for the whole day until you come home.
Well, like you don't know what's going to happen. Well, we will know because we'll have pre-planned, pre-bookings, and whatnot. Like.
But at least you don't know what's going to happen. It's an adventure every day.
Yeah, you don't know what's going to happen on that day. You just know you need to be back in your apartment to check out and then go to the airport.
Bro, I got a dick.
A dick? You got a dick? Good man.
I had an erection when my suitcase came.
I got to find mine because I'm pretty sure we packed it in the.
Find it. I got a new one. I'm going to trial it this coming weekend. This next week. Yeah. So.
We've got a few things to actually properly. We've got to start planning properly how we're going to take this.
I would just bring the mics. How much do you reckon these weigh?
I don't know. Heavy. I reckon if we get stands, we just hold them.
Stands are heavy, but.
No. We won't take these. We won't take
the actual stand itself. It's heavy.
Yeah. Or well, then maybe we can just. I'm going to try something. I'm going to unplug my mic so you don't hear me turning it. You keep talking.
What are you unplugging? You got to unplug the mic. Put it back in. Just talk about it.
Fuck. I nearly lost my eye.
Don't pull on it.
Oh, see, we could totally hold him like this. There's no sound quality. There's no difference between
If you keep moving, it's going to fuck.
Wait.
See all that?
Yeah, I'm just trying to set it up properly so it's like this.
Well, hurry up. It's pissing me off.
See, if we just have him like this and have him here... We won't have this thing to hold down. We just have to hold the mic and stuff. I'm moving it around and you don't really hear.
Mm. All right, we'll hold all that from now on. Yeah, we can we'll just bring that. This is portable.
That's portable. This is portable. That's portable.
Easy peasy, lemon squeezy.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Let's do it. I like that.
We're just going to get those wireless ones.
I mean, we can have cords.
If we go out and about with it.
Walk around like this and be like,
yeah, like little like lapel ones.
Oh, we can get lapel ones as well for our day adventures and nightclubs.
Yeah, that'd be
yeah.
Because we're gonna start doing like street interviews or some shit while like that.
What, like go out and
just start interviewing cunts like, oh, we can't talk to you tonight. Oh yeah,
yeah, you fucking lit. Yeah, all right, we'll start doing stuff like that.
That'd be fucking wild.
I'm plugging my mic back in.
All right. I just muted you.
Thank you. You can still
talk shit, bro. Introduce your next topic. You what? Well, I muted Lopez because he's a little pussy hot. But, Are you alright?
It's like... It's not what it...
Trying to get a foot in your mouth or something. You're fucking
I know I'm turning it the right way. It just doesn't want to fucking do it. Keep talking.
I'm too
don't have dead silence, bro. Cod Warfare, you know, dead silence.
What?
Cod Warfare, dead silence.
It's got perk. Oh, he's done it. Yippee-ki-yay, Lopez done it, man. Plug that pussy back in, man. And he's back.
Can you hear me? See? That's look at that. I'm thinking futuristic.
Thinking.
I'm thinking about things. That's brilliant.
I want to see if I've got something for you, Lopez.
Do you have anything for me? Otherwise, that's my 4-day work week. Yeah. But then that also leads me to the thing, like, I'm very structured around work.
Yeah.
You know, like, I know if I don't have work, I get bored. And when I get bored, I start thinking about stupid things.
What?
Well, I feel like these people already are on the four-day week because I read... I fucking cut myself. Because I read a news article. No, I didn't read the news article this morning. I read a bit of a snippet. You know how you can see, like, quick little... the grabs to get your attention of it?
Yep.
And it made me fucking annoyed. Why? It made me annoyed. I'm going to read it out to you. Yeah? You know Roald Dahl.
Mm-hmm.
Talking about books in the last episode. Last part, sorry. You know? Talking about that in the last episode. Past part, fucking my life. I like to read. Yeah? Now, reading, it's like movies and stuff. It's set in the time.
Mm-hmm.
You know? You can try and modernize it, remake it like Romeo and Juliet and whatnot, but still, it's got to have the basics of the story.
Yeah.
Yeah? Well... these people who have had 4-day work week with the one extra day where they're bored with their life.
So they did something.
They did something stupid.
What did they do?
So Roald Dahl, the beloved children's book by popular author Roald Dahl, have been rewritten, I should say.
Winnie the Pooh?
Rewritten to exclude words such as fat and ugly when describing characters. The decision comes after Dahl's publisher hired sensitivity readers to review his work and change the word to be less offensive. Examples include Miss Sponge in James and the Giant Peach. Great fucking thing, bro. I remember I was scared of that rhyme in the
I don't even know what the story is.
You never heard James and the Giant Peach? You should look into it. It's animated and there's a movie about it you can watch. Yeah. But there was always this rhino made of clouds that used to, like, run around. It scared me as a kid. Yeah? But this Miss Sponge, who will no longer be known as the Fat One. And Mr. Twit from the Twits will no longer be described as ugly.
Boy, he's an ugly cunt.
He's ugly. That's what his character is. She is the big fat one, bro.
So they're going to change everything.
Well, here's the thing. Where do you stop? Like, we know where it started. Too fucking far ago.
You're going to have to change every book that's ever been written.
Mm-hmm.
The history of time.
Harry Potter. Not good because it has magic and magic is, you know,
black,
against...
black magic.
Black, it's got magic.
They killed witches because they're magic.
Yeah.
Making magic. Whoa.
Lord of the Rings. It's racist to the orcs.
Yeah, well, they're just trying to fit in.
Yeah.
The indigenous race.
They came from the land, literally. Yeah. And they literally came from the land.
Trying to kill all of them.
Exactly.
You racist fuck.
So, that's what I'm saying. How fucked is that, bro?
That's triggered me.
They want to be less... first of all, there's a thing called sensitivity readers. Like, what the fuck are you, so bro? Get a real job.
That job is as pointless as a Mikey.
I bet you the people have blue hair.
Oh, yeah. They're definitely not eating meat. They'd be sensitive to nuts. And just drink almond milk.
They love every color of the rainbow.
Equally. That's fucked. Yeah, people need to... people need to realize that you can't fucking suck about everything in life. And some things you're just going to get on with. It's actually a book. If you don't like it, don't read it.
How much energy has been expelled?
You've wasted everyone's time by telling me that story.
Everyone in this room is now stupider because of it.
Like, people need to fucking sit down and relax. Just because you feel a certain way doesn't mean you got to change the whole fucking history of time and a whole... because Roald Dahl's a pretty renowned author.
Yeah, man.
You're going to go back and change every single release just because you feel sensitive to just a couple of words.
Yeah, literally,
the motherfucker's fat. It's part of the fucking story. He's an ugly cunt. It's part of the story. This chick took 6 dicks. It's part of the story. She's a whore. I'm not changing that. Why should we change these? If you don't like it, don't read it.
But pretty much. And it triggered me, man. And I'm sitting there and I'm just like, how much shit are we going to change from like the classics? Like all the Cinderella stories. Oh, the Cinderella. Like all of the old fairy tales and whatnot. Princess stories and stuff. They were very dark before they were like Disneyfied.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah? Very dark.
Winnie the Pooh? I don't know, the Cinderella?
Yeah.
That's fucked.
Yeah,
apparently. It's called kissing a dead chick.
Yeah. Was that Cinderella?
Snow White.
Snow White, yeah.
She's dead.
No, Princess Aurora.
She's dead, bro.
Sleeping Beauty.
Well, Cinderella's also, Snow White's also dead. She's got an apple. She ate poison apple. What, he's spit in her mouth, she came back to life.
No, I think she was,
She had a, no! Those dwarfs run a train on that
those
bitch.
Dwarves were police officers in Tennessee.
They run a train. This Prince Charming bloke came out of nowhere.
Yeah, like, fucking dopey, grumpy.
No, one of these guys grumpy.
Cocky.
Cocky. What about
fucking, big black penis.
What about the, well, Cinderella. The glass. He's got an even sucker toes on him, I was pretty sure.
No, but like each thing actually has like pretty fucking fucked up things,
like,
man.
Like what?
Oh, well, I mean, Hansel and Gretel. Yeah, they didn't end up killing the old witch.
No, they got killed.
She baked him.
Yeah.
She baked them. And she ate them.
She bakes.
She bakes. She's a single mother. She cooks and cleans.
Bro, something about witches is just like very scary. Have you seen the movie The Witch?
No. I don't know. When it comes to magic and shit, right, that I can't
fight. Watch him cook. You see a scene of her cooking the baby.
That's fucked, bro. Why do you watch these weird shit?
I'm disturbed individual.
Yeah, you know? Maybe you should read a fucking book. Touch grass.
Nah, because my imagination gets too wild.
Touch grass.
Touch grass?
Touch grass.
All right, let's talk about one more thing and then we'll wrap it up.
How long have we been talking on this
30
one?
30 minutes.
30 minutes on this one too? Fuck, we're smashing it today. Yeah. What else have you got for me?
I actually got nothing else.
You have nothing else?
No.
No. I have one thing.
What is it?
Because you made me watch it before.
Oh.
Yeah. Yep.
I don't want to talk about it, but I have to.
I'm going to talk about it because you made me watch it.
The trailer.
Fast 10, your seatbelts, because this movie's going to be shit. No.
Fast and the Furious 10.
Yeah, Fast 10, your seatbelt.
That's what it's called.
No, it's not what it's called, but that's what I'm going to call it.
Fast 10, your bootsels. I watched this trailer a couple of weeks ago now.
I watched it today. It only came out last week.
I thought I saw it all.
2 weeks ago, yeah.
Well, next week, so it'll be 2 weeks.
Yeah, so it came out 2 weeks ago.
I thought I'd seen it all when I saw him jump across a bridge and catch his missus and land on the fucking safely on the trunk of a car without even breaking a windscreen.
And no, the windscreen cracked.
And his t-shirt was still white.
Still white. No rips.
So in this trailer, there is a scene.
About this point, everyone would have seen it.
Sorry, but you physically can't drive a charger of a car, out of a helicopter or an airplane. American muscle car out of an airplane and land it without it blowing up or exploding or getting damaged on top of another car on a freeway. Then while you're driving that, you're saying family. And then and then as you say the word family, you got two.
I was fucked.
So Jason Momoa was the villain. He's the villain. So he sends his cousins in two helicopters to chase over Vin Diesel in his charger that he just came out of a helicopter with and landed on one of the vehicles that was driving. And these helicopters, they both shoot a grapple gun into the charger.
One, if it's legit, it'll rip it off.
For sure.
Especially the moment they... You fucked me.
You're right, mate.
I was fucking drinking and you said family, you know, just like he's driving saying family.
Yeah. And then so as he's getting shot by these grapple guns, he just starts accelerating, does a nice like tail flick out with the car, and then these helicopters both crash into each other and he drives off into the sunset.
Drive off into the sunset, screaming family.
Oh, they said family 7 times in the trailer.
In the trailer. 3 minutes long, they said family 7 times.
I'm sorry.
We fucking get it.
We get it. It's about family.
Really?
Is it?
I don't know. I thought it was about fucking cars.
I think they need to stop.
Well, no, here's the thing. He's the fucking thing, bro.
There's going to be a part two of this one as well.
Here's the thing. Get what? This. Okay, look. The love that I had for the first 4 movies was brilliant.
Yeah.
I'd even go and push it to the 5 when they fully started to do the heisting and whatnot in Rio.
The fifth one was different.
In fifth one, it was good. It was in Rio. It was different. They actually did a heist and it wasn't really about the cars and stuff, but it was the heisty movie.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
You know? 6 was a bit much.
Shit.
7 is where they should have ended.
They should have ended it after 4. Actually, they shouldn't have even done 4. They shouldn't have even done 2. Just 1. Because 2, what was the point of that?
It was fucking good.
It's got nothing to do with anything in the story.
It's what he does after he... See, here's the thing. I love 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5.
Yeah,
they're good.
Yeah,
the first
good.
5?
Good.
Good. At the end of 5, you're like, this is getting a bit much.
You know what else gets a bit too much? When they recycle scenes and put unnecessary storylines in scenes that didn't have any storyline to them to add characters in the new one.
Mm?
So with Jason Momoa, there was a scene from... which one?
Number 5.
Number 5. When the... So they're saying that he's... was robbed from number 5.
Yeah.
Well, he's the brother who got robbed.
No, he's uncle or dad or something like that.
Yeah, they robbed from him in Rio.
Yeah.
And then as they're running out of the actual...
the vault.
The vault with the vault. He's sitting there standing there.
He's sitting there standing there.
And he's like, I'm going to get revenge, family. No,
you hit my family. I'm like, Jason Momoa,
bro. You weren't even in movies when this fucking came out. Relax, bro. You were still finger bashing in fucking D-grade films.
He's been in movies for ages, bro.
Yeah, but they're all fucking shit fucking sorry movies.
Game of Thrones.
That's a movie. That's a TV show. But anyway, they need a... just for the sake of adding a new storyline, you can't just backtrack a movie and put something in there.
Well, that's what they've done, bro. I mean, they thought about doing that. They did it once.
They did it 3 times.
The first time they did it was in...
Jason Statham.
Jason Statham. See, that was great.
But that was...
No, when that happened, bro, you were like, oh, fuck, that's why Han died. Still to this day hurts
me. He's still alive.
Yeah. But that's... it hurts me.
If you're going to stick to a story... stick to it.
How many characters have died?
15 people.
2.
Oh,
Letty and Han.
Well, probably Gal Gadot is going to come back as well because she's no longer Wonder Woman.
She was fucking hot, bruv.
How are they going to bring that bitch back?
I don't know. She landed.
Or she didn't fucking land on grace her whole skull on the bottom of the fucking tarmac of an airplane.
Well, I don't know, dude. I just saw in this bit of this scene here in the trailer, they're shooting at him with fucking assault rifles. And Dom is walking with a car door as a shield. Like he's fucking Captain America. Relax, Groot. Relax. But no.
Bro, they're turning this into Avengers Endgame.
Literally, it's going to be Fast and Furious versus Avengers. That's what's going to happen.
I can't believe it.
Ezra Miller from Flash is going to
definitely not watching this one.
I'm probably not, but I know I'm going to because I...
why?
Why the fuck not? Why the fuck not? What else are we going to do on a Thursday?
You couldn't pay me to see this movie.
No, because you're paying your ticket. Fucking cheap ass bitch.
Fuck this.
Well, yes. Here's the thing. I obviously have the Orange Supra.
Yeah.
I loved Fast and Furious because of that, and I really love the Orange Supra because of that. Mm-hmm. Paul Walker. Yeah. Don't know much about the bloke, but Brian O'Connor felt like an older brother.
Yeah.
It was just a sick cunt. He was like the cool older brother that came every now and then.
Yeah.
And that dude's getting on with Eva Mendes, bro. Fucking, what a sick cunt.
Okay.
Yeah. That's why I loved it. Now, I'm pretty sure Brie Larson is coming in as his fucking sister.
What's that fucking stupid bitch doing in this movie?
As his sister.
She can't even hold a fucking franchise in Marvel. She's just the worst character that no one needs.
I don't like her. Like, just, no.
She's not even fucking a good actress.
She's not even funny. She's just nothing, awkward. Bro.
Yeah, she's a piece of shit.
Yeah. She was good as like a B character in like 21 Jump Street.
Also, she's a B grade actor.
That's what it is. And now they're going to give her an A grade like film series and it's shit. But no.
I'm over it.
This is what hurts me too.
What?
So, this one here, the tagline for this movie is "The end of the road begins." So, in other words, what do you mean begins, bro? We've had 10 fucking movies. So four of them have been one last ride.
So this one is going to be the end of the road, which is the end of the series, but it just started.
Exactly.
So it has to be a trilogy.
Yeah.
You can't just do 2. There'll be 3.
There'll be 3, but then they'll cut the half one in part 1, part 2. This hurts me. So
the way they're going, my kids are going to be seeing Fast and Furious, the new movies.
I started showing my nephew, bro. I started showing my nephew. Nah, he loves it because he loves cars and he wants to get into it. Like, I'm the cool uncle, man.
He ruined his life.
I'm the cool... No, he's already claimed exactly what's going to happen in this one.
What?
Because we're speaking about it, so I'm going to take him to go see the movie. We're going to have a bit of like a...
Pussy off.
We're going to have a bit of like a Tio, you know, nephew.
Take him to go say something good, not this garbage shit.
He wants to...
If I had a nephew or a cousin who wanted to see this movie, I'm not even going to watch Creed 3.
We're going to see Creed 3 because he's just started watching the Rockies with me and he loves it. Like, I walk in, this guy's training. This guy, he loves it. He'll try and do something. He's taken the good parts out of it.
They just keep ruining good
franchise. Well, Stallone's not even in Creed 3.
That's what I'm saying. I'm not going to watch it. Or 4.
Yeah, who knows? It's going to be good. Yeah. But he's already said, I already know what's going to happen in Fast 10. I'm like, all right, tell me. He's like, so what's going to happen is we're going to have a scene with Dom being happy with his family. And I'm like, yeah. And then something is going to happen to one of the team members and he's going to be like, I can't go back. And then Letty's going to have to come and be like, Dom! This is what he was saying. So he's like, oh, Dom, what a last ride. And even though he's had last rides doesn't swear because he's like, you know, young, yeah. But he's like, he's already had 4 rides for 4 movies. Like, how many last rides can you have? And this is the last scene. He's like, then the movie, don't know what's going to happen, but this is going to be the last scene. Something's going to happen. Dom needs to go save Letty. He's got his charger in it and he's probably going to be fighting aliens. But Dom's is going to rev his engine, do he lift up the car, like, you know, just mono the car, go forward while screaming family, save the person he needs to save, and then flip his car 400 times again and break it, and then he's going to be dead. And then he's going to stay dead until Letty comes after him and be like, you can't leave me. Oh, the family. Dom!
He's going to be like,
I don't leave family. He's like, never leave family. And then the movie's going to end. And then have some uplifting song about being feeling
this
good.
This moment, we own it. I was actually talking to Daniel on the phone the other day.
Yeah.
And just out of nowhere, I'm like, one shot,
everything runs to a 2-0.
With moment,
we own
that
it.
That song was so fucking shit. Oh, let's just cut it. Let's leave it there. My brain hurts.
Nah, it's good.
Fuck this fast.
We've been here for 2 hours.
Yeah.
This is what you make me do.
All right, lads and laddettes. We hope you enjoy this 2-part series.
We'll find out a way to cut it somewhere. I'm not going to do it, but he will.
I'll figure it out because I'm a man of many talents. Like you. But enjoy your
I sent out a thing before when we had no idea what we were talking about. Pod topics. Like, someone give me one. I just get one. Why do girls get really bad boob jobs?
Botched. Who said that?
A friend. She's like, why do they get really bad boob jobs?
Well,
Bosh.
Don't blame them. Blame the doctor.
Bosh. Blame Taiwan. Thailand.
Bosh. All right. Catch you later. See you on the next episode.
See you in the next episode. Send us topics if you don't know what the fuck we're talking about.